All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Could Be the Move podcast. It's Jeff McDonald and Bobby Dolan here.
Hello.
No bracket, no materials, no props, no ukulele, just a couple of guys in a closet, and Jeff's got a wedge in his hand.
It's 51.
Jeff just got out of the gym.
Yep.
And I thought I was going to surf today, but I didn't. So that's my day.
But you thought about surfing.
I did. I thought about surfing. I actually checked the tide twice, and I was going to go out there, but I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. So I didn't go out there.
So it's like our Final Four pick, the idea of surfing got you geeked up.
Exactly.
Yeah. You don't even need to surf. You just need to think about surfing and checking the tide makes you feel great.
Exactly. That's what gets me through the day. Like, done. The thought of, ooh, I might go surfing after work today. But haven't done it yet.
No intention of actually doing it.
Yeah, well, I mean, there was a slight intention. Like, I really want to do it, but I don't know what the hell I'm doing. And I feel like if I go out there, I'm just going to eat shit. I mean, of course I'm going to eat shit, but, like, I feel like I'm going to break rules or I'm, like, not going to know what I'm doing, you know? Like,
that's what terrifies me most about learning how to surf. I don't want to get my ass kicked because I don't know the unspoken rules of surfing.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so I need to, like, if I'm going to learn, I need to have spotlights and go, like, at 2 in the morning.
Spotlights.
And just be out there digging by myself.
That's how you die.
Learning the high
notes. That's how you die.
I know. That's why I don't surf. That's my excuse.
Okay. All right, so you got that going for you.
Yeah.
All right, so we have 30 minutes, and I told you that I think our new move is to talk about something as opposed to just rambling, even though we're pretty good ramblers. So,
and no inside jokes?
No inside jokes. No inside jokes is tough, but I think we're going to try our hardest to not have any inside jokes, unless it's an inside joke in the podcast, like we said. So, like, right. If it's an ongoing podcast inside joke, maybe, like, my hate for Nerf and my love for Swedish Fish. Those are a couple things that come to mind.
But those are just soapboxes that you like. It's not really a joke.
There you go.
I don't know. What do you got?
I have the friend zone. I want to talk about the friend zone.
Okay.
And just what it's all about.
Are you currently in one, or you just want to talk about it in general?
No. I feel like I've spent a lot of time in the friend zone. And okay. I feel like I sort of have my PhD.
Right. You said that's your move. You go for the friend zone on purpose.
Yeah. I dive right in.
Yeah.
It's really weird because in my life, this is going to get deep. I've really only been, like, truly attracted to, like, two girls. Like, right when I saw them. Well, I mean, I'm attracted to a lot of girls. But, like, there's a couple girls that, like, right when I see them, like, fuck. Like, I need to date this girl, like, now. And I'm not one of those guys that can just, like, go up to a girl and then, like, ask her, like, hey, you want to go on a date? Right. Because then you're pushing all your chips in. And if she says no, then it's done. It's no longer.
Yeah.
So, like, my move is dive right in the friend zone and just, like, pray that, like, 2.5 years down the road, you get drunk at the same party and you guys end up making out. And then that's how the relationship starts. Because that's how actually two of my long-term relationships have started.
Getting them drunk?
Being drunk at a party and making out with them, which led to a relationship. But it all started because I was in the friend zone. And I kind of, like, planted seeds and stuff. So that's my move. That's my move, Jeff.
I think it's a good move. But then, so I feel like the friend zone is a place you don't get out of, though. So if you're making out there eventually, you were never really truly in her friend zone, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. But there was definitely a time when I was in the friend zone.
Okay.
And I slowly crawled my way out of the friend
initially,
zone.
Very platonic.
Exactly.
This is Bobby. He's harmless.
Exactly.
Like, what do you think of this bikini top? It looks cute on you.
Ooh, I don't think I've dove that deep in the friend zone. See, I've seen some people, I'm not going to mention any names, but I've seen some people, dude, that dive so far into the friend zone, I'm like, I've never been that deep.
They come out the other end.
But they don't know how to get out. So, like, I've seen people dive so far into the friend zone where I'm like, bro, you're drowning.
It's like the jail in the prison of Batman Begins, whatever it is.
That's exactly what it is.
Where Bane grew up or whatever? Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
And you were Batman and you were able to escape.
But I don't think I ever took off the harness, though. You know, like, how he takes off the harness and he really just goes after it and says, you know, I'm going to push my chips all in. I don't know if there's a time where, like, when I was in the friend zone, I pushed my chips all in. I take that back. And I'll use her name because I don't give a shit. I don't talk to her anymore. This one girl, I thought she was so cool. She just seemed like a really, really cool girl. I'm like, me and this girl would really get along. And for whatever reason, like, we just never really hung out and stuff. Like, I always try to hang out with her and stuff, and she'd always blow me off. And I'm like, dude, she's a cool girl. Like, we would definitely get along. So then, like, one night, we got drunk and stuff. We ended up hooking up. And I'm thinking, I'm like, all right, maybe I'm in, maybe I'm not. I don't know, whatever. So we go to this concert. I, like, send her these flowers. That's a flower girl. I didn't tell you about her, right?
This is recently.
No, this is, like, last year. But like,
recent-ish.
So I sent her flowers, like, ghost flowers. So she didn't know who they were from.
Ghost flowers?
Yeah, just ghost flowers. I mean, like, she didn't know who they were from. I'll call them ghost flowers.
Oh, I thought that was a kind of flower.
No.
Like, you sent her ghost peppers? That's a bad move,
Bob. That sounds like a dope fucking flower, though. Ghost flower.
All right.
So, so I sent her over some flowers. She didn't know who they were from. So I have this, like, thing. She's, like, going on her head, like, oh, I wonder who sent me flowers. Whatever.
I hope it's not Bobby.
So then, like, a week later, we go to this concert together. And this is when it was sort of like, I guess you could call it a double date. But in reality, it wasn't a double date.
Who'd you see?
It was Vampire Weekend.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was Vampire Weekend. And I saw it with her and then Jared and this other girl, Kelsey.
Okay.
Okay. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, did you go as Michael Smith? To Vampire
no,
Weekend.
I didn't go with Michael Smith, but there was a lot of Michael Smiths there, dude. There were a lot of hipsters there. Oh man, so many. I remember waiting in line to go to the bathroom. I'm just looking around. I'm like, God damn, this is fucking great material right here.
I want to,
like,
punch everyone here.
Oh man, actually, I saw some kid that did an open mic one night. I saw him there. He did like an open mic. He bombed. It was brutal, but I thought he was funny. Like, he bombed, but I was the only person that thought he was funny. I was laughing all the jokes. I saw him. I'm like, hey, dude. And he's just like, who are you? I'm like, just don't worry about it, dude.
Comedy Store. Casual Encounters, Misconnections.
Yeah, Misconnections. There you go.
Casual Encounters.
But where was I? Oh, yeah, so flowers. So then she found out that I'm the one who got her the flowers. And it was cute. She, like, kind of smiled and stuff. And then then I pushed my chips all in. I'm like, you know what? She liked the flowers move. So I'm going to send her flowers again and this time ask her out to dinner.
So I don't think I hate this part, but did you know if she had a boyfriend at this time?
No, she didn't have a boyfriend.
She didn't. I remember you weren't sure if she was, like, seeing a guy. Or is this a different girl?
I mean, I'm pretty sure she was. I remember she said something about her ex-boyfriend when we were at some club, and I'm like, what?
She's like, hungry shit.
She's like, my ex-boyfriend's crazy. I'm like, I don't fucking... You think I'm scared? You think a guy like me is scared?
Sorry. You're at the concert. You push your chips in.
I don't even...
Flowers again. Flowers,
yeah, so
good
flowers again. This time I like...
Not ghost flowers.
Not ghost flowers. This time she knows who they're from. And I asked her out to dinner also. And she's like, yeah. She's like, text me. She's like, yeah, maybe I'm diving too far into this, but yeah, I don't think that it's a good idea. I'm like, whatever. And that was it. And then I went to a party because I'm good friends with her roommate. I guess you could say, I wouldn't say good friends, but I'm friends with her roommate. And she invited me to some party, some Halloween party. And, she was there, and I remember it was smashed. It was so awkward. It wasn't really awkward for me. I thought it was funny.
Right.
But it was clearly awkward for her. Like, when she saw me there, like, you should have seen this look. She's like, fuck, I gotta deal with this fucking...
And immediately you're like, I'm gonna make this so funny.
And I was just like, yeah. I like the awkwardness. And then I told her, I was like, scale of 1 to 10. How much did I creep you out with those second flowers? And she goes, 8. And I'm like, first off, 8 is way too high. I said it in my head, but I just started kind of like giggling. I'm like, oh, jeez.
Yeah, you didn't send her like a finger.
Yeah, I sent her flowers, and I asked her out to dinner. Like, what the fuck am I supposed to do, dude?
Do you think if you had sent her a dick pic, it would have been lower on the scale of creepiness?
Probably, dude. She's a Cuban girl, so she's probably used to dick pics on the rig.
Oh, yeah.
Was that racist? What was that?
I just blindly agreed. Oh, yeah, totally. Cuban chick dick pics.
So that's where I'm at, dude.
I hear those people love that.
So that's my friend zone, I guess, when I went all in. So it all relates back to Batman. And that's the one time I took off the harness and I made the jump.
Yeah, but I don't think... Yeah. Would you say you were friends with her first, though?
I think she probably thought we were friends. But and in reality, we weren't friends.
You just came on way too strong?
Yeah.
See, you got your plan, Bob. You go 2.5 years and you slowly work your way out.
Yeah, man. But that's the thing.
It's a tested method.
You know what's funny is I had that thought in my head. I go, I don't feel like waiting this goddamn long. It was one of those things where
it backfires.
I know. It's patience, man. Because I was doing it, and I was just like, you know what? I know that if I stay my route, I'm going to end up, like, probably hanging out with her for a while or something like that. But right. I was just like, I was like, no, I'm not. No, I'm going to just do it. I don't care. So, that's my friend zone story. You got a friend zone story?
Not really. Mine more ends with, so I'll be, like, I'll, I think I might friend zone girls, if that makes sense. So, I know Chris Rock has a famous quote where it's like, guys don't have girls they're friends with, they just have got girls that they haven't fucked yet, they're their friends, right? Some quote like that. Oh, that's
a great line, yeah. I totally agree with that.
And so, kind of the same thing where your whole plan was to be friends with them forever and then get drunk and hook up with them, because that was, like, your end goal. Mine was always, like, not to sound like, oh, blah, 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 but I have friends that are girls, I consider, like, this is my close friend that's a girl, and that's pretty much all I want to do, and then they would get drunk, and I'm drunk, and then you hook up, it's like, and then I regret it. I'm like, well, shit, you were, like, a really good friend, and now it's going to be weird for a while until we get it back in balance.
So you consciously have that thought, like, this is my friend, and nothing more than that.
Yeah.
Really? With girls?
Yeah. Depending on the girl, because, I mean, if you've known a girl for a long time, it's a really good friend, and that's kind of all you...
I've never had that.
Obviously, if the girl's a 10, it's like, yeah, I'd like to make it... You know, I'm not saying these are, like, ugly girls and like that, but it's like, you know, I prefer to have them as my very good friend.
So, how many girls do you have as nothing more than friends?
Currently? Yeah. Not a lot.
Okay. But, like, back in, what, college? Is that when you...
Yeah, back in college, I lived with two girls senior year of college. There's six of us total, four guys, two girls, and we looked at... I remember, it's funny, we came home from a party one time, and they stayed in, and we get back, whatever, 2 a.m, and the two girls sitting there, and they're watching Sex and the City, and we're, us four dudes were drunk, we just started ripping at them so hard, like, what the hell are you doing? And they're like, we're girls! Like, you guys forget that, like, you're not girls, turn this shit off, like, we're playing Mario Kart. So, like, we looked at them... As, like, you're the guys, you're not, we don't look at you in a sexual way, like, at all.
Really?
Yeah. And then I hooked up with one of them, and it was terrible. Not, like, but just because, it's like, oh, shit. Like, we were really close friends, and then there was this, like, weirdness that really only cleared up recently, like, years later.
Huh.
Yeah. Which is sounds lame to say, but it really bummed me out at the time. I was like, shit, I just lost a good friend.
Wow.
Yeah, it'd be like if you came on to me at a party. And be like, oh, Bobby, come on, dude. I know it sounds weird that a guy is saying, my friends own girls, but...
Wow, Jeff.
Yeah, like I said, if the girls were knockouts, that'd be different.
Jeff, I mean, that's wild to me, man. I'm trying to let that sit in. Because honestly, I've never in a million years have had that thought in my brain. Like, this... is my girlfriend, nothing more, nothing less. She's my friend.
Like I said, currently...
She's not an acquaintance.
Currently, I don't know that I have any of those in my life.
But, like, for me, even in college, dude, like, I can't think of a time where I was just like, okay, this is my girlfriend. The only time that this has happened in my life is if it's my friend's girlfriend. Then I can just say, obviously, I mean, I'm not a fucking scumbag.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so, obviously, it's always like, you know, it's like, I wonder. Because a couple of them were like, dance majors, it's like, yeah, I wonder, you know, they're like, it'll be at a party, and they kind of put the legs behind their head, it's like, yeah, you know, so the thought crosses your head, or it's like, you know, what it'll be like, but, you know, and then the next morning, you're like, oh,
do your thoughts sound like that, dude?
they're very high-pitched and contemplative. But now when I'm drunk, it's like, hey, I wonder, oh, you know, hey, do it. You know, it's, I don't know. And then the morning you wake up, you're like, oh, I'm so glad I didn't hook, you know, try to hook up like so-and-so or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just because, you know, you have like big groups of friends in college and a couple of friends that like, you know, we all these mutual friends, they hook up and then people get upset and it's uncomfortable for everyone. And it's like, I don't want to deal with that. I don't know.
Wow. I mean, that's just...
Not to, you know, sound like a white knight, but...
White knight. Are white knights good?
White knights are good.
Okay. Is a black knight bad?
Yeah, I feel like that's always in the movies, right? It's like, oh, the black knight is the bad one, and the white knight on the big white horse and very regal.
Black's got such a negative connotation to it.
Oh, we should go to medieval times and see.
So this is something I really can't relate to, man. And I almost feel like a conniving scumbag because...
No. But go ahead.
That's how I feel, dude. After hearing your white knight tales of just nothing more, nothing less, just a friend, like a nice girl friend. I've never had that.
Don't get me wrong, there's plenty of girls in college as friends as where, you know, it's like, I would ruin everything with all these people for like one night with this girl as my friend. But yeah, I just never ended up going through with it. Which I look back, I'm like, you know what, I don't talk to people anymore. I should have just done it.
Because for me, I mean, I don't know. I just don't feel like I can really be my true self around a girl that is in no sort of relationship with anyone else in the room. Like with Jenny, who is dating one of our good friends, like, or engaged. Like, I can like be myself around Jenny.
They're getting married in like 3 months.
Engaged. But like, I feel like with girls that like aren't in a relationship, I don't know. I feel like I can't be, I don't know. I take that back. But like,
so if you know there's 0% chance of you hooking up with that girl, then you can be yourself.
Yeah. Once it hits 0%, yeah. I can be myself, but I don't have that thought in my head, like,
right,
she eyed me up, like, what's this, you know, well, I'm not consciously thinking that stuff, no. But
you're like, oh, if I say something really cool right now, I think it's going to go down. You don't have to worry about that.
Well, yeah, it's weird, man. I mean, like, so this is my theory behind it, okay? I think Chris Rock is on point. My theory is this. Guys and girls, we can't be friends, okay? Well, we can be friends, but for a guy, at least in my mind anyways, like, if I say, oh, yeah, this is my girlfriend or whatever, on a scale of 1 to 10, it's all about how bad I want to have sex with her. So, like, right. I've had some girls that I hang out with that I'm like, okay, she's definitely at, like, a 3.4 out of 10.
Like, a couple years later, you're like, oh, she's like a 6.5. Like,
exactly. Yeah. But, like, there's never been a time where I'm just like, no, this girl, I would never be able to have sex with her, and I'm hanging out with her, and she's got no sort of affiliation to any one of my friends. I feel like I'm always thinking, dude. I don't know. Maybe that's just me, man. Maybe.
No.
Yeah. So, like, usually, I guess, if I'm friends with a girl, then that means I'm trying to come after him.
Yeah.
I guess what it sounds like I'm getting at.
So, I'd like to know what percentage you're at around BOGO.
Oh, dude, I'm not playing this game. Because BOGO's a different story.
I know, that's why. Plus, inside joke, anyway.
She is a different story.
I know, that's why I brought it up.
Because a lot of people would be pissed, dude.
I'm at a 500%.
Oh, she's awesome. BOGO's the coolest. I'd say I had this one girl that I was really good friends with, and then...
A lot of people would be pissed.
A lot of people would get pissed. You included.
Oh, I never talked to you again.
Yeah, right, dude.
I talked to you.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right, what's your story?
That's about it.
No, you said you had this one girl.
I don't know, man. I just... Yeah, because I guess she was always a friend, but I guess she always kind of wanted me. And
so just for all our female listeners out there, if Bobby's hanging out with you and you don't have a boyfriend...
Yeah, I guess anyways. Or maybe I was just immature. Like, now I feel like I can be friends with a girl. Like, I feel like in college and high school and stuff, I was just too immature to be friends with a girl. Like, the only thing on my mind was sex. Like, that's all I wanted.
No, it's not immaturity. That's just hormones raging.
Yeah.
Makes total sense. I'm saying I'm clearly in the minority on this.
Yeah, it's interesting. Good stuff, man.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, man. I feel like since I've been in the friend zone and crawled out, I'd say, actually, no, now that I really think about it, probably three different times. I've been in the friend zone and I crawled my way out of it.
What was the lengths of friend zone?
One of the friend zones was, I'd say, probably about a year, year and a half. So what happens is usually this. Like, I'll try, and then I'll get somewhat turned down, and then I'll go, well, whatever, I'll just be friends with them.
Yeah.
I'll just be friends with them. When deep down inside, I'm a conniving little fuck, and I know exactly what I'm doing. And it's like only...
You're playing chess.
Exactly. I'm playing chess. They're playing checkers. I don't know what the hell's going on. But it's really weird, because with girls, like, once you realize... Like, both times when I actually, like, ended up finally escaping from the friend zone and making that jump is when I remember consciously telling myself, yeah, I'm done with this girl. I'm completely done with her. Whatever. I remember consciously telling myself, yeah, I'm done. And then I would just, like, move on or whatever. And next thing you know, they're, like, tapping me on the shoulder. I'm like, whoa, wait a second. Like,
that's how it works.
How, why? How?
Don't yell at me. I don't know.
It's just so stupid. How do they know that shit?
That's how it works.
It's fucking weird, man. It's so weird. It's a fucking paradox we live in, Jeff.
That's, you use it incorrectly.
I'm going to use it incorrectly.
It's not a paradox.
What do you mean it's not a paradox?
I'm not going to get it. Grammar talk.
Jeff, you're crazy, man.
But congrats on crawling out of three friend zones.
Yeah, man. That was good.
It's a long haul. And then you break up with them on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it's usually my move, man. Oof. I was actually thinking about a breakup not too long ago, dude. See, my voice almost cried for a second there. Yeah, dude. I'm just, like, numb when it comes to breakups, dude. Just, like, fucking numb, dude. Girls crying and shit, like, screaming at me. Just numb, dude.
Just sitting there.
Just thinking, like, can't wait till she leaves so I can watch The Wizards. Or I can just...
Well, your mind's made up at that point.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's the leading up to that part where you're feeling shitty. I would hope.
I don't know, man. I feel like there's sometimes... Yeah.
You're going to get a lot of dates for this podcast.
And people talk about feelings and shit, dude. Sometimes, I'll tell you what, man. Some days I feel like a girl on her period, dude. Like, I go into work, I'm just fucking on edge, dude. I can just... Everything pisses me off, dude. And the smallest little thing makes me laugh uncontrollably. And then other days, dude, I just got nothing, man. I mean, for the most part, though, I got nothing, dude. You can say whatever you want to me. Nothing's going to penetrate me at all. I'm just like, whatever. I don't give a fuck. Whatever. Yeah. Yeah, girls, man, they got feelings, dude. Girls got feelings and shit, dude. I don't know, man. I feel like friend zone might be the most underrated zone you can be in.
What else is on there? 2-3 zone? Basketball?
Well, I mean, there's so many different ways to approach a girl, and I feel like, honestly, now the more I think about it, I feel like that going into the friend zone might be the most underrated way to get a girl.
Right, but so we've established you were never in the ironclad friend. You were never the shopping buddy.
Never the shopping buddy. No, right. I know my fucking boundaries, dude.
Exactly. So you were never truly, hey, this is just my baby Bobby. That's my girl impression. Yeah. You're never in that deep abyss.
Oh, never. Never. And I would never put myself.
Right, you were just their friend.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
You were like the funny friend. Probably not funny, friend.
But. Yeah, now that I think about it, but there's definitely times where I think maybe I'm just so conscious and I'm aware of where I stand in the friend zone. Like, I'm aware of the relationship that me and this girl have that, like, sometimes I'll...
Yeah, what is ever, hey, let's go get brunch and I'll dump all my feelings on you?
No, I don't do that.
No, but I'm saying, what's that, like...
Exactly.
You're never that with the girl.
Yeah, no way.
Where she's like, this guy I'm seeing, and you're like, oh, it's okay. You're never...
Oh, yeah.
No, because I have a friend, and that was always... Not his move, but he'd be like, you know, it was always there, the shoulder they could cry on. He's like, oh yeah, but you know, I'm gonna be in. Like when all we're like, no, you're fucked.
No,
you're done. So, yeah, good for you.
Yeah, it almost seems like every time, I'm not sure what your move is, if you've ever been in this friend zone, but like anytime they talk about other guys, I just call them losers. I'm like, you date a bunch of fucking losers. That's the reason why. This guy's a loser. That's usually my move.
Or you don't even need to reply, just the fact that you're sitting there listening.
Hmm.
But also shutting it down with that is good.
This guy's a loser. You date losers.
That's your fault, sweetheart.
Yeah. And then I'll make snide little comments, too. Like, you know, like if we're eating or something like that. I don't know. I'll make like a snide, sarcastic like comment. Like, I don't know. I'll just make fun of her for dating like a weird dude like that. And just, the fucking cock I am, dude. Just like,
yeah. So the friend zone you were in, I think barely
counts. Maybe I'm not even in the friend zone, dude.
It sounds like I don't know why these girls would hang out with you. I don't know what, how you define friend zones. That's like the furthest thing from a friend zone.
Wow.
That's almost like, I'm bored, I have no one else to hang out with, I'll call Bobby up.
Yeah, maybe I've never been in the friend zone.
I've never been in the friend zone.
Wow.
Making fun of guys they date and snide comments is not what girls looking for in a friendship, I wouldn't think.
I don't know, man. Maybe that's how I treat my friends, though. I'm not very nice to my friends on the outer shell,
right.
I guess.
Right. What was it? Guys understand that.
Yeah.
Girls are catty to each other.
What's that mean?
How your guys make just rip on each other all the time? Girls are that, but in a much more passive aggressive way.
Oh. Yeah, girls are very passive aggressive.
Yeah, girls are terrible people.
Girls are terrible people. That's the reason why I'm not friends with them. You're fucking friends with these people. I'm not friends with girls because they're always like very conniving and they're just always like trying to do something. And like, I don't know, I just feel like I can never hang around a girl because I feel like she's trying to like get in my brain and like plan different things and like I don't trust them. I don't trust them. The only girls I really trust are my mom, my sister, and I guess you could say Bogo. Those are the only three girls I trust. I'm scared of every other girl. Did any girl that gets close?
Jenny?
Yeah, Jenny too. Jenny too.
Jenny terrifies me. There's no way anyone could be that nice.
She is ridiculous. I'm trying to play in the
unless you're from Wisconsin.
Yeah, I'm trying to play in the golf tournament with her because Sweetie's not going to be in town. She's like, come on, let's play. She's like, no, I don't know if I should.
The Masters?
Yeah, I'm going to get fucking hammered, dude, and just have her drive me around everywhere. It's going to be classic, man. Yeah, Jenny, too.
That's a solid lineup. Mom, sister, Bogo, Jenny.
That is a pretty solid
lineup. How many more friends that are girls do you need besides that?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand like the whole friends that are girls thing, man. I just don't get it. Like
I said, in college I had a lot. Now I have zero. I don't know.
Dude, there's not many girls that I can think of that I'd be like, yeah, I would like to go out and have a drink with them, and the whole time, a thought of me having sex with them does not cross my mind. That's difficult to find, man.
It's really hard to find.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta hang out with, like, 400 pounders if you're gonna be doing that. But even then, you're like,
depends on how many drinks I start having, dude.
Sure, the job of the hut. Ah! That's a mean thing to say.
I'd do it, man. But yeah, man, that's what I got. Friend zone. So maybe you're right. Maybe I've never really been in the friend zone.
No, what? The relationship you just described with these girls, I would not classify that as you being their friend.
Wow. I think you're right. Yeah, I don't think maybe I've never really been in the friend zone. Because that's the thing. I think you're right about that. Like, I've seen people deeper, quote-unquote deeper, than I've been in the friend zone. Like, I'm like, I didn't even know, like, there was a different level of friend. Like, you're talking about how, like, a guy, like, will cry with the girl will, like, cry in his arms. Like, oh, so-and-so broke up with me. Like, oh, I'm shopping with this guy. Like, I've never been that deep, dude. Maybe that's what a friend is. You know?
Yeah, so if they're like, hey, you know, I'm going to the mall. Do you want to go? You'd be like, fuck no, it sounds awful.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh. But that establishes the boundary of like, oh, okay. That's, right? Or if you're like, oh, yeah. So, but if you went in and you're like, oh, she asked me to go shopping with her. This is a great way to like spend some time, get some one-on-one time. That seems logical.
Yeah.
But it's the worst thing you could ever do. Because then you're emasculated.
Emasculated? What's that?
So, masculine?
Oh, emasculated. Nice. Yeah. Wow, that's a cool word. White knight, black knight, emasculated. What else did I learn?
What else did you learn? You learned what a friend zone is. That was a big step.
Oh, yeah. So, well, this whole material of me jumping in the friend zone, I've never really been in the friend zone.
But regardless of that, still be proud of yourself for putting in a year.
Yeah, of whatever I was doing. Maybe I just got really awful game.
Just slow playing. Nothing wrong with that.
Slow playing. That's what I do. I slow play.
Yeah. Because what happened when you bought flowers?
Oh, geez, yeah. Because guys like me got to slow play, I guess. Like, I feel like it takes a certain amount of time for the girl to, like, somehow persuade herself, like, yes, I am going to hang out with this guy. I am going to have sex with this guy. Like, as in me, you know, like.
Yeah, well, it's a great Louis C.K. bit about how he talks about, I don't understand why women continue to go on dates with guys, because basically guys are the biggest threat to women.
Oh, yeah.
It's hilarious.
That's a funny bit.
Yeah. Yeah, no. You thought you were friend zone the whole time. You thought you were the superhero that could crawl out of the friend zone.
I did, yeah. I thought I was the spokesperson for all guys that have been caught in the friend zone for so many years.
You thought you were Batman crawling out of that pit.
But I was never in the pit.
No, you were never even close to the pit.
Really?
You were, like, in danger of going to it, but you never crossed that line.
Huh. I'm trying to think of an analogy, like, where I was. I was probably, eh. So I've never been in the pit, dude. I'm still constantly fighting. I'm still constantly fighting Bane, dude. There's not, like, a time where I jump in the friend zone. I'm still fighting Bane.
Right.
I'm always fighting the good fight, Jeff.
Yeah. You're a superhero. Good for you.
Cool, man.
That about it?
I guess, man. We could probably do another couple minutes on, I don't know, stuff.
Thanks for sitting here while I'm all sweaty straight from the gym. Appreciate that.
Hey, you don't really smell, though.
Nah, I changed out of the shorts, which are probably the worst part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got a little butt sweat?
Yeah, we had to run a mile today.
Ooh.
Well, they call it a mile. I don't think it's actually a mile. 640?
640 mile?
Yeah, so I don't think it's actually a mile.
Wow, why not?
I don't know. The pace I was moving at, I don't think it was 640.
What's the fastest mile you ever ran?
Ever ran was 554 in high school.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
It's pretty fast.
But that was back when I weighed 120 pounds. I was playing soccer and basketball all the time.
How much do you weigh now?
Well, I'm a solid 185.
185? Yeah.
Tell. I gained like 40 pounds in college.
Jeez, dude.
Yeah. Just filled out, mostly.
A lot of beer, tacos, and cum, huh?
The first two. Yeah, the first two.
How about this? So the Boston Marathon actually started today, and the fastest marathon ever recorded took place at the Boston Marathon. Guess how fast it was.
Was it sub 2.5?
Yes.
Do you know the official time?
2:03.
2:03?
Yeah, that's fucking cooking.
So 120 minutes divided by 25 is like, wow.
Like, how fast is that? How many miles? I don't feel like doing any math right now. But.
So 120 minutes divided by 25 is roughly like 7. But it's even faster because 26. So basically ran 26 straight sub-7-minute miles.
Sub-7-minute miles? Yeah. 26 of them?
Yeah.
Holy shnikes. He's from Kenya. I think he pooped himself.
I don't know. That is ungodly fast. You're sprinting for 26 miles.
That's mind-blowing, dude.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine. Hey, were you around? No, you weren't at my place when the Carlsbad 5K was taking place.
No, you saw the elite guys?
Yeah. Those guys were so fast, dude. Yeah. I was running next to them on the sidewalk, and I was doing about, I was doing about 85%. And, I mean, they're still moving past me, dude. I'm like, you got to be shitting me right now, dude.
With their shaved legs?
Yeah, plus their legs are so long. I mean, they're born to run.
Yeah.
They're like Bruce Springsteen, baby. They're born to run.
Yeah, the guy who crossed the finish line first, he did the 5K in whatever, 13 minutes, something insane.
That's ridiculous.
And he crosses it, and sometimes they puke, which is what I was there to see. He didn't puke. He kind of crossed, got a water and like a banana, and just kind of like walked around drinking his water. It's like, are you kidding me?
Jeez, dude. Plus, their legs are so long, dude. They're just like, I mean, they're Literally, that's the reason why they're so good, is because they're, first off, their bodies are built to fucking run.
Oh, when the zombie apocalypse happens, all the survivals, people that survive will be,
Canyons?
Canyons, yeah.
I disagree. That's a good point. You might be right on that. Yeah, I think you're right. I'm trying to think of another group of people that would be able to withstand the zombie apocalypse. I feel like I do a pretty solid job. It all relates back to me. And I feel like I do a pretty solid job if the zombies... I feel like LeBron James would try too hard.
Well, I feel like what you do is you would get in the zombie friend zone.
I think I'm in the friend zone. Like Bill Murray. Like Bill Murray in Zombieland.
Zombie friend zone.
Bill Murray in Zombieland. It's so funny. I would do that. I'd dress as a zombie, dude. I'd be boys with them, dude. I just would eat people, dude.
Just eat people.
I guess that's the only way I could prove myself to the other zombies.
Except Kenyans, because you can't catch them.
Yeah, you're right. Wow. Kenyans, good for them, man. All right, cool.
I mean, that would be a great skill. Zombies are coming. It's like, all right, give me 2 hours, and I'll be 25 miles away.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
But, I mean, are you just going to constantly run? Like, I mean, I've really never been to Africa before, but when I close my eyes and think about Africa, I just think of big safari fields. And you feel like sooner or later, some zombies are going to be able to get you, right? Or, like, corner you? Well, you can't really get cornered in a safari, so you're going to keep on running your whole life. I mean, you can't really get to a high building. You can't get to an abandoned mall.
Do zombies sleep?
Ooh, that's a really good question. I don't think I sleep.
Zombies, when do you sleep? I don't sleep. Sleep is for those who are broke. I'm a zombie. Well, because some of the first hunts that where humans were catching large prey, because they had primitive tools, right, were endurance hunts. And basically, animals that have four legs, they can sprint much faster than us, but their overall, the ability to run a long distance is much less than ours because we have two legs, we're upright. So the first hunts, before they had bows and arrows and whatnot, were basically they would chase like a herd of deer for 2 days until the deer's finally like, I'm done running. And they just lay down and you can kill the deer.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How do guys like you and me hunt though, dude?
I go to the grocery store.
Yeah, God damn it, Jeff. Like, back, like, our fucking ancestors. I don't know how the fuck. Like, I see these guys, like, Kenyans, and I see, like, LeBron James. I'm like, I understand how their ancestors were able to pass their seed, like, throughout all these years. Like, how did a fucking guy like me survive all these goddamn years? How? Explain that to me.
You, Bobby Dolan?
I'm a fucking gardener. I'm a goddamn gardener. That's how I survived. That's how I lived, right?
Yeah, animal domestication. Yeah. That's everything. Hmm. Read a book, Bob. Guns, Germs, and Steel. Great book. You should read it.
What's it about?
It's basically about, so it says, kind of the question you're answering is, why do some cultures excel and others really never got past certain levels of advancement?
Huh.
Right? And basically the book comes down to, well, germs, number one, right? Explorers come over and wipe out people. And then producing steel and guns are the big reasons, but basically comes down to where the cultures were established on latitudes. So basically where you were in the world determined the climate, what you could do, etc. Because all these cultures were advancing, and they all had access to basically similar technology, but the natural resources available. So animal domestication was huge. Because instead of hunting all the time, you say, we're settled here. We have our food. We can focus on making our lives easier because everything we need is here. So let's focus on building better tools, etc.
Wow.
It's a good book. Guns, Germs, and Steel.
What's it called?
Guns, Germs, and Steel by Jared Diamond.
Guns, Germs, and Steel. Yeah. I like that shit, dude. I like those kind of theories and stuff.
Like anthropology. History of people. It's great. Reading a book currently about Magellan's expedition around the world. Insane.
What's it all about?
Basically, 90% of everyone died They like go to these foreign lands, have like crazy orgies on the beach.
No way.
With the villagers, yeah. It sounds like an amazing journey, but again, you know, of the 200 plus people that went, 13 survived.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Dude, that would be so much fun. I was thinking about that the other day, like being an explorer. Like, you know, when back in the day, they're like talking about these sea monsters. Could you imagine being in a fucking boat and seeing a shark? You don't know what a shark is? Just for one second. Or a fucking giant squid. I don't know anything about a giant squid, and I go into the ocean, and I'm fucking sailing, and I see a giant squid, or like an octopus or some shit. Yeah. Like, oh my god, I'm losing my fucking mind.
Dude. I kayak out to the kelp beds, and I'm like, yeah, we're pretty far out here. Like, if you're in a boat, you're like, what's beyond the horizon? I don't know. Well, let's get a crew and go find out.
And then could you imagine, like, landing on some land, and like, just a bunch of black dudes, and what the fuck, dude? Yeah. Oh my god, what the hell?
And then, hey, we're all going to have sex. You guys want to join in? It's like, yeah, let's do it. You guys want to
play? Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah, dude. It's a cool book. It's just like, wow, this is pretty impressive. Man,
that's fucking mind-blowing to me, dude.
Yeah. And the whole sales pitch was, you go to the king to get the king to commission your journey. And the whole sales pitch is like, well, look, I'm going to go over there. Of course there's gold everywhere. I'm bringing it back. I'll be the man. You'll run the world. And the king's like, fuck yeah, let's do this.
Go. Yeah. I'm your best man. Okay, let's do this. And you're like, fuck, sweet. Like vacation, dude. You're like, let's do it.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that'd be so much fucking fun, but dude.
Those guys had some stones.
Yeah, I mean, you pretty much just accept death.
Right.
So the first thing that just came in my head, I don't know why, but like, how did slavery happen, dude? Like, how did we...
I think we should end the podcast now.
I mean, you think about it, like, you take a ship over there, like, how did that, like, you guys get on the ship? You know, like, obviously with weapons.
I think it was a little more than that.
But still, like, say no when, like, I feel like a bunch of people came. That all makes sense. It's horrible. It's an awful story. Okay.
I'm going to sit this whole discussion out.
Okay, we're going to stop on that.
I think we should end it.
All right, cool. We're going to stop on that.
Friend zone to slavery. Full circle. Yeah, it's the same thing.
Full circle. We got Magellan. We got Germs, Guns, and Knives. That one book that Jeff's talking about.
Close enough.
Could be the Move podcast. Thanks for tuning in. We'll tune in next week, and we'll talk about different things. So, in conclusion, Bobby's never been in the friend zone. Jeff is a big fan of being friends with girls, and we're unsure how slavery happened. Obviously, it was a horrible act. I don't know how it happened, but I feel really bad. Whatever. All right, see you guys.
You always say we, and it's never we. It's just you.
All right, we're done.
All right, bye, guys.